1320 AM.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Wendy Gillette in Los Angeles. Many Republican lawmakers are showing their support for former President Donald Trump after his federal indictment, including Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan on CNN.
Everyone sees this for the political operation it is.
CBS News correspondent Robert Costa on Trump's possible motivations.
Why did the former president bring these documents back to Mar-a-Lago? What was the motivation? He was angry. So much of this, as with many Trump stories, is driven by grievance and how Mark Milley, in the public eye, was becoming a major figure. And to counter Milley's growing public profile, Trump, in interviews with reporters and friends, he started to bring out documents to make his own case on national security, on foreign policy, to say that he was, in a sense, better than Milley, that Milley didn't know what he was doing.
Security will be very tight for Trump's first court appearance on Tuesday in Miami. Sources tell CBS News Ted Kaczynski, known as the Unabomber, died by suicide in his North Carolina prison cell. He was 81 years old. It could be a long road after a vehicle fire caused an elevated section of I-95 in Philadelphia to collapse. KYW-TV's Madeline Wright.
I-95 North is collapsed. I-95 South has buckled. People are being urged to stay awake. There's a two-block radius on both sides of the highway that is shut down right now.
A counteroffensive is underway in Ukraine, the BBC's Danny Eberhard.
Ukraine's counteroffensive is in its early stages. Many analysts believe its military is probing Russia's defences, constructed over months. The Institute for the Study of War assesses that while Ukrainian forces appear to have made some localised gains, they've struggled to break through dug-in Russian positions.
Air quality in the Northeast is much improved this weekend, but hundreds of wildfires in Canada that caused the unhealthy conditions last week are still burning. Correspondent Michael George reports.
The fight is on against more than 400 wildfires, stretching from east to west across the country, spanning 11 million acres. Hot and dry conditions are making it easy for wildfires to spread. Climatologists like Rutgers professor David Robinson says,
we're seeing snow melt off the lands earlier in the spring. That in turn helps warm things up and you get this vicious cycle going.
Legendary Yankees radio announcer John Sterling got bopped in the head with a foul ball during last night's game while he was live on the air.
Now the 3-2 swung on a pop foul back here.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Sterling says he's fine. This is CBS News.
There are over 10,000 reasons why steel is not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot. There are over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot trademarks of their respective companies.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So, you've got an oil change coming up. Consider STP Conventional to save on motor oil for your everyday vehicle. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP oil filter for only $26.99. Get the complete job done at the right price at any of our 6,200 stores or on AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way, offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Wachs can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 68. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 41. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers, daytime highs approaching 72. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 53.
To the second hour of our broadcast here. This has been going on since about 10 o'clock this morning. It's going to go till about 4 o'clock this evening, or this afternoon, I should say, just in time to go to the Raptors game tonight, which is also broadcast in WFHR. I just had to do a little promo in there for you, everybody. But right now, we want you to come on down to the Southwood County Humane Society, located at, let's see if I can get my address here, 3621 64th Street in North in Wisconsin Rapids. Come on down here. We've got lots of vendors. We've got lots of music playing as well. We got some live music going on. We've got Papa John's. And we are going to be interviewing right now. We've got the, I'm going to get the name right here. I can find it here. Paws to Tail Pet Grooming is who we're going to be talking to right now. I am with
Liv.
Liv is here, one of the owners, I take it, of that. So, first of all, we're going to ask you a real quick, simple question. The business, what is it all you do?
So we do pet grooming and boarding and daycare. We're proudly LGBTQ owned. Britt and Liv are the owners. I'm Liv. Britt is our full-time groomer. I do more so of the daycare and boarding. And then I'm also a full-time certified veterinary technician. So I'm here for all the medical questions. We do boarding for pets that need medications, insulin, all those advanced care type of things as well.
That's great. Thank you very much for that. Since one of the things that we're doing for Petpalooza here is to invite people who are interested in getting a pet, maybe for the first time, be a dog, cat, whatever, that they offer here at the Humane Society. What is it for grooming questions? So we know, especially, let's focus on dogs for a second here. Dogs have a wide variety of fur, different kinds of hair, different kinds of things like that. What are some of the basics that people need to know when they're choosing a certain dog about care and grooming for that pet?
Definitely brushing and combing. So the long-haired dogs, you're going to want to do more so of the combing. And a lot of people think that the brush is going to be sufficient enough for those long-haired dogs. And that can cause the top coat to be beautiful and the undercoat can be matted. So if you have those short-haired dogs, those are going to be the ones you're going to want to brush out a lot. The long-haired dogs, however, you're going to want to comb and then grooming every 6 to 8 weeks. And if you don't keep up on grooming, can cause matting, and then the matting can cause issues with the skin. So definitely keeping up on the grooming and the combing for those long-haired guys.
I just got a real question, quick question about cats and grooming. Now, I had a cat growing up. I haven't had one since. What is there an easy way to groom a cat, or is that kind of like as much as you can, considering the cat?
Yes. going slow, definitely, with multiple people. We do shave cats as well. The older cats, once they get older, they can't groom themselves, so then sometimes they require to be shaved, and that can take multiple sessions because you're going to want to go at the cat speed, so you don't want to traumatize them at all. So if you go do a quarter of the cat and then give them a couple days and then do the next quarter, definitely going slow. If you're brushing at home, same thing. Do as much as the cat allows, and then once they're done, let them be done, and then come back to it the next day.
Yeah. Sound advice for a lot of things cats do, yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah, that is very good. Well, thank you. That was fascinating. Thank you, Liv. Yes. I really appreciate that. Once again, that's Pasta Tail Pet Grooming. You can see them here along with a whole bunch of other vendors, food and other products for your pets. That is what we hear all about for today at Pet Palooza at the Southwood County Humane Society. We'll be back in just a little bit. We got a couple more interviews. We're going to talk to the director, Madison, here in just a little bit, see what's going on with her, and we'll see who else we can talk to here at WFHR on this great day. Come on down to the Southwood County Humane Society, everyone. Grab a jacket. Come on down. Enjoy the music, the food, and the vendors here on Locally Grown Radio.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Come and go.
and blood makes me whole. Would you throw? So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. And when we hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up and let us in.
Let's get the brain and chop off the fingers. Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Welcome back, everyone. We are broadcasting live from the Southwood County Humane Society. It's Petpalooza. It is here, and we are here, and we've got all kinds of vendors here. We've got live music from Chris Lee going on right now. We've got food here as well. And right now, I am joined by the executive director of the Southwood County Humane Society, Madison. For our listeners, hear Madison every week, as a matter of fact, on Pet of the Week on Thursdays, 9 o'clock during the morning show. So she's gotten used to this now and all the questions. But first, Madison, I wanted to ask, how are things going today for you?
Everything's going fantastic. We're so excited by the turnout we have so far. We've got fantastic vendors, we've got fantastic music, and we have fantastic food. So we are super, super happy to have everybody here, and we are waiting for more people.
So did you hear that, everyone? Come on down. That's what we want. We want you to come down. They'll be here open until about 4 o'clock today. So come down if you're looking, if you have a pet already, or if you're looking to adopt a pet, of course. That is one of the main reasons we're doing this today, is have a special day open for the Humane Society. So if you're looking to get a new furry friend, this is the time to do it. Madison, did you want to touch a little bit about the application process while I have you here?
Yeah, sure. So we've got staff and volunteers on standby that we are doing meet and greets today. If you do not have an application on file, you can fill one out today and do a meet and greet with an animal. So we're very here. We have lots of people ready to go for applications. We have bunnies, we have kittens, we have puppies. So if you're ready and you're looking for a new furry friend to add to your family, come on down and come see some of the kids we've got.
I love that you call them the kids. I just It just, I love it. It's just so cool. Before I let you go, Madison, one more thing. So we've had more and more people come out here. We want to talk about if they want to bring donations out here, especially we got cans, aluminum can donations, and also gently used shoes. Can you tell everyone a little bit about where the money that money will be going to the Southwood County Humane Society? What does that go to exactly?
Yeah, so all the donations for our money, our aluminum cans, our shoes that we have, we are putting that towards our veterinary bills. Our veterinary bills the last year have just skyrocketed, so we are doing this towards our medical fund to help raise funds to kind of help continue that we can spay and neuter all these animals, get them the vaccines that they need, microchips they need, and medical care. So pretty much this whole event is for the aspect of making sure we can continue to add to our medical fund.
And as many people know, a lot of the animals that you guys rescue do come in sometimes in bad shape. So they do need a lot of help from veterinarians. So thank you, Madison, once again, not only for joining me now, but for this whole event. It's been really good.
Thank you.
So we're going to take a break here in just a minute. Again, we want people to come on down. We are here at the Southwood County Humane Society. And the address for that is just, whoops, I'm going the wrong way on my thing here. There we go. 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. That is where we are today. Come on down, grab a jacket. The weather's not bad. Just a little chilly, you know. It's a little off season, but we can handle it. We're from Wisconsin, right? Yeah, we know all about these kinds of weather things. So come on down. We hope to see you here real soon. And right now, we'll send it back to the studios, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment. Hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
From the cities and the country.
too. If you make the choice, the girls will tell you apart.
Grown Radio from Vesper to Plover. We are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. We are broadcasting live from Petpalooza at the Southwood County Humane Society grounds. We are outside here with tons of vendors. We've got some live music. Gonna pause in just a minute. Sounds like they got some live demonstrations coming up here too, which is very, very cool. We've got some food here as well. So come on and check those out as well. We got everything you need to spend the rest of your afternoon. This event is going on till about 4 o'clock today. We're going to be wrapping up our broadcast at about 1, but we're just asking you to come on down. Come on down here. Thanks, everyone who is tuning in and listening. We do appreciate you listening, but come down here in person. That's what it's all about, everyone. If you have a pet, if you're looking to get a pet, that's a great opportunity today to check out the application process at the Humane Society. They're open and ready to talk to you about that as well. While you're here, come on and bring down some stuff to help with the expenses they have here at the Southwood County Humane Society. We talked to Madison, and she said that one of their main things that they're raising money for today is veterinary care. That's, of course, so important to a lot of these animals. So as they are brought in, as they are rescued, this is one way you can help is you can bring some cans down or do some recycling. You can also bring down some gently used shoes. They will collect those and get donations for those as well. Plus, if you bring either of those down or you bring anything for pet needs, like they always need food and kitty litter, especially for cat season going on right now, you will get entered into some free tickets to be entered into the winning baskets. We've got some baskets they're giving away, very cool baskets from some of the vendors here. Can't wait to help give those away as well. So if you bring that down, you will be entered to win that. We also have raffles going on, everything you'd want. Throw a coat on, throw a sweatshirt on, it's not that bad. Come on, you Wisconsinites, show us what you're made of. Come on down here and check out Petpalooza. We're gonna have one more break coming up after this, and we're gonna highlight all the sponsors and everything, but come on down, everybody. The Humane Society is at 3621 64th Street North. If you did not know where it is, just past Altman Construction. You can't miss it. There's lots of cars, lots of tents. You'll see it. Live music, good food, lots of fun. Bring your pet if you have one. We're going to get back to the music now on WFHR. We'll be back in just a few minutes to wrap up this
Serving
live remote.
Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah. just a fool.
All right, everyone. We are back once more with the Southwood County Humane Society for Pet Palooza. Thanks for joining us today. We're going to be wrapping up the broadcast here in just a minute, but it will continue to be going on till about 4 o'clock today. Right now, they're giving a demonstration with a German Shepherd. It's kind of cool. So go ahead. I think they'll be doing some more of those too as the day goes on. I want to give a big shout out here to the sponsors of this wonderful event: Sparhawk Trucking, Crockett Septic, Current Technologies, Port Auto Body Shop, The Rough Ranch, PepsiCo of Wisconsin Rapids, Express Recycling, Quality Printing, and, of course, the many, many volunteers to help make today possible. Come on down. We've got lots of booths here. We got lots of vendors. We got food. We got more live music coming up again as well. Another thank you to Ashley, of course, who put this together with WFHR. Shout out to Ashley for that. And a shout out to Don, who's running the board today and getting the music out there for everybody. Thanks, Don. It was great to hear music on WFHR once again. That's going to do it for us today, everyone. Have a great rest of the day. Stay tuned. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show featuring Tim the Polka Guy will be coming up after the news here on WFHR.
A better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more, so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM.